Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and a new decade welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And isn't it exciting that there are so many places that we can access each other than ever before? Yay for all of us. And what never changes is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. Now I ask you, at only 8 days into this new year, are you getting a little tired of the many references to a new decade already? Well, hate to tell you, get ready for some more, because we are going to start this auspicious and inaugural 2020 season with both some perfect 2020 hindsight and hopefully some 2020 clear vision looking ahead. As some in my inner circles know, I plan to pass away at the age of 120. Yes, that was right, by keeling over on a very large stage, undoubtedly making some sort of, you know, deeply meaningful point, only to return into my next lifetime, picking up exactly where I left off. And you can laugh all you want. I am too, but only in part, because it's possible. Listen up. To a few years ago, people generally guffawed when I told them that that was my intended lifespan. Lately, fewer are scoffing, as evidenced by a woman named Maureen Kornfeld, nicknamed Mighty Mo, who at the age of 98, ripe age of 98, was recently profiled on CBS at the peak of her career, leading teammates on Pasadena's Rose Bowl Masters swim team. And it's a pursuit that she only began at the age of 65. And at 61 currently, I'm thinking there's hope yet. Wrinkled as all heck, she is also feisty, and I can tell bodily strong as all hell. And so I want to start, amongst other things today, by citing some population statistics from a couple of my guests back in November who wrote a wonderful book called Retirement Your Way, The No Stress Roadmap for Designing Your Next Chapter and Loving Your Future. And they're talking about the number of centenarians, those who are reaching 100 in the next little while. While they do make up a small share of the world's older population, their proportion is growing. In 1990, there were 2.9 centenarians for every 10,000 adults ages 65 and older around the world. That share grew to 7.4 by 2015 and is projected to rise to 23.6 by 2050. That's only 30 years from now, folks. Also, according to the researchers, the group of people aged 80 and older has grown more rapidly than those ages 65 to 79. And additionally, the United States has more centenarians than any other country in the world, closely followed by Japan and China, India and Italy, the next runners-up, though they trail somewhat behind. And so by 2050, excuse me, the number of centenarians is projected to reach anywhere from 3.7 to 6 million worldwide, and certainly 600,000 in the U.S. Well, I am planning to follow the Mediterranean diet, so, you know, I join the Italians. But that said, my own mother would have turned 100 this year. Lord have mercy on all of us in some ways. She made it to almost 90, excuse me, and thus I plan to exceed her time on planet Earth as well as my father's by 30 years. But we get ahead of ourselves. After all, what has all of this motivating talk about vital elders got to do with coping with uncopable parents? Have I lost sight of my own self-created theme? Hardly. You would not connect to this show if I do not, you know, tell you that this is for those who don't have lovely and pleasant folks. Far from it. Like especially my father, they are 500% stubborn and difficult to exponential powers. And that's why it is for you that nothing changes. I am here to serve you as their caregiver, and that's why I do my work in the world. As such, my aim during this first segment is to put my own 250,000 hours of lived elder care experience over the past decade into context, and then to review some key terms that will remind us of the foundational tone plus tenor of this show. Now, I don't mention it often, but there was a foray that I did into the ebook world, and I published on Amazon a volume that was a combination of my first two works, and it is called Coping with Uncopable Parents and Systems, 10 Caregiver Survival Tips to Navigate the Elder Care Marathon. And I think the introduction to that volume is really terrific to start out today, because here's what I wrote in the acknowledgments. I said, there we were, a group of teachers and me sitting around a staff room table during a break in our consulting assignment, pouring out gut-wrenching tales of trial with our frustrating aging parents. And when one of them suddenly piped up with, I see another book for you, Carol Ann, and that's when it started. I immediately began to steer my entrepreneurial ship from 30 years of expertise in leadership development and change management toward elder care coaching, healing, speaking, and authorship. And it is to those perceptive women that I owe my first debt of gratitude, because they catalyzed a whole new vista for my work in the world. It's, I wrote, like the invisible light bulb above my head fired up in Technicolor, and I suddenly realized everything that I had experienced for over 50 years had been coalescing to help millions like you around the globe. And I termed the coin Uncopable Parent because it perfectly described my reality as the only child of an ultra-stubborn mother and father. Nowadays, I sincerely thank them for being defiant, because without those traumas, I would not have discovered the attitudes and actions that are proven to succeed in navigating the grueling elder care marathon. Never mind the uncopable systems of society, and thereby my unique phrase captures the bullying agencies, institutions, and consumer service providers who claim to exist for you but are nowhere to be found when you really need them the most. If anything, they make your caregiving nightmare worse. And so on that note, we're just going to pause. We've got the introduction underway. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasting plus Spotify. Stay tuned, everyone.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and during our inaugural segment of this year, I was just starting to put into context the theme for today's show, A Fresh Elder Care Start. And I do want to pick up from a recent blog that I wrote at copingwithuncopableparents.com. My blog is called The Wits End Caregiver, and I think it's very fitting to share with you an elder care decade in review that I published early in January. And I was asking, how is the decade going so far with respect to your uncopable parents? I asked, did you survive the holiday season? And no matter what your answer, this is the place, too, where you get grounded solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to care for your elders, unlike the typical content out there. And so I was just sharing from my Amazon ebook how I came to the evening of Sunday, February the 7th, 2010, and how well I remember it, because it was the start of the parental nightmare. And for the first time ever, my father admitted that he was not managing well my mother's growing ailments. And, you know, frankly, that which I had successfully fended off by escaping a growing up household that was characterized by a lot of toxicity then became full circle. And any dreading adult child who has always been the responsible one that I talked about before the holidays will relate, because 2010 was characterized by studiously ignoring, frankly, signs of my mother's decline in 2009 already. But despite my mother's passing in April that year, my father mercifully prevailed. And even the start of 2011 was sort of manageable, but barely, because by November, his driving was becoming alarming. It was a horror show and nothing less to set up essential protections like joint account banking and will updating. And in effect, my dad died in hospital in August 2012 while I prepared their Hoarders on Steroids house for sale. Now, that's not how it always was, but that's how it became across the years. And so you would think that turning the keys in the locks of the restored home that I grew up for the last time in April 2013 would constitute a major victory and closure. And it did. Intense relief did characterize my main state. However, by no means did this conclude the marathon. Unbelievable amounts of paperwork confronted me, and having held an ultra-stressed inhale for over three excruciating years, never mind 250,000 previous hours, I was hardly breathing, never mind exhaling. So I am going to publish a series of blogs coming up that I call Carol Ann's Top Caregiver Peeves. And one of those is folks who do not recognize what they are in for beyond them being in the throes of the nightmare. I would like to create in the world greater proactivity, because the complacent caregiver with their head buried in the sand, naively believing that they will never have to deal with elder care, and the compliant caregiver who falsely believes in stacks of brochures picked up at seniors expos and freebie workshops will be the solution, neither of those will prevail. And that's why we call this show The Conscious Caregiver, because this is the person who recognizes how helpful it would be to have a champion who helps you to surface and release non-serving attitudes and actions as you navigate this grueling marathon. How would it be to have a challenger who gently supports you in questioning self-imposed limits by which you've squeezed yourself into a caregiving box? Or how about having a collaborator who can help offer out-of-the-box actions that guarantee progress even with difficult aging parents? Maybe you'd like a creative resource who equips you with to influence and persuade even the most entrenched senior, or a communicator in possession of sophisticated leadership and change management skills that help you to navigate some of the most difficult conversations of your life, like convincing mom or dad to give up the car keys, or finalizing their estate planning, or accepting in-home care, never mind moving to an assisted living facility. So, you know, I'm here as your crafty, I suppose, a C specialist who possesses down-to-earth strategies to cut through ridiculous barriers put up by ostrich-like bureaucracies so that you save tons of wasted time, energy, and money. And more on that in a little while. So for the moment, I want to take you back to being, as my U.S. audience, one of the three Americans who would travel for the holiday season, according to the American Automobile Association. Now, remember, that was before the turkey fog and productive adult beverage haze while gathered at your holidays family table. And what did I share with you at the time when we talked about coping with uncopable festivities? I can't recall. Yeah, that's your answer. That's okay. Here's your reminder. I indicated that my themed show was already too late in many respects, and I said we should have nabbed you at the first hint of a conversation called What Are We Going to Do for the December Holidays? And I urged you at that time to consider how to have this latest Christmas, or however you celebrate, to use the term loosely, with uncopable relatives, and especially upcoming ones, unfold differently from years past. Now that the infamous gathering has happened with your varied cast of characters, we're going to debrief it. And we want to make sure that you avoid whatever mishaps occurred this year. So, as you stay tuned, I am sure that you are someone ready, willing, and able to look at what just occurred and never mind 2019 as a total. So I'm going to start in, before we take another pause, with my own annual reflections. And this is where I look at successes and wins, disappointments and letdowns, a quarterly summary, key lessons, and my intentions that are born of being plus doing equals having. And so that's where it's perfect that we take a next little break. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and stay tuned for my annual process. You won't want to miss it.
Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted, and every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage, that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
So glad that you are with us today for a fresh elder care start. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We are just placing into context today what has been happening for you across the holiday season. And we started to talk about my own annual reflections process, which I really urge you to do. I said that being plus doing equals having. And you might say, well, who has the time for all of that as a busy caregiver? And I will say to you, who doesn't have the time to at least extract what worked last year? It's always important in my books to start by recognizing 2 to 3 things that you did well in the caregiving realm. And I urged you with my Coping with Uncopable Festivities show to take away, if nothing else, the term boundaries. Boundaries. What boundaries did you set around your toxic family members so that you would not fall into the traps of the past? And maybe there were other success strategies that you employed. On the other hand, we need to look at what didn't work. And that means noting maybe 1 to 2 things that did not go as planned, because we are bound to repeat those lessons if we do not examine them. And notice I did carefully say, not mistakes, just as I always avoided terms like constructive or negative feedback during my corporate career. I always opted in favor of the gentler feedback for improvement, because there are no mistakes. There are only lessons to be learned. And this one is especially vital, so I invite you to keep your pen in hand or computer nearby to complete what we used to call in organizational life a keep, stop, start exercise that can go well beyond the hour of today's show. And it basically involves identifying maybe a couple of things that worked very well for you last year as it regards caregiving that you would keep. Like, oh, those are good keepers. I want to continue to do that. Then there are things that you would definitely stop, whether those were mindset or practical actions. So what would be maybe one to two things you are now committed to stopping in 2020? In turn, what are one to two things that you are committed to starting? As in, I want to enact these new behaviors or attitudes. And you know that I always land on the side of attitudes first, because the mindset or the being precedes the doing or the actions so that you can have the elder care outcomes that you seek. Now, I do all of that as well as a year in review, and I do kind of a quarterly summary in my document, but I will tell you, it's optional. And I'm sure that you are glad, because I wonder if you're already pooping out by just thinking about my comprehensive annual review. And I say to you, I know. The vast majority of people do not undertake anything close to the kind of analysis that I have been doing for the past 20 years. And as a dear friend and champion listener asks, do you ever stop, Carol Ann? The roaring answer that I always give her is no. Gosh, no, she tries to divert my tendency toward introspection with techniques like humor. And my point is, I cannot not coach. That's a true LOL, because to whatever extent you engage with me, it's all cool. If I have encouraged you, even during this broadcast, to pause and reflect for a few moments, I am sure that this dialogue will place you miles ahead of where you were at this point in 2019. And to further it a little bit, I have a half dozen newsletter questions that reach my inbox via a newsletter at this time of the year. And it comes from an association that's called Lenny Lizard. Like, they've got a lizard on the image of their newsletter, and I just kind of love it. They ask the same set of half a dozen questions every year, and I'm about to go into my own answers on these same questions. So don't lose that pen or computer, because here we go. Number one, what would you like to be your biggest triumph this year? Now, we're listening to the Conscious Caregiver, so it might be in caregiving or otherwise. Number two, what advice would you like to give to yourself? Number three, what issues would you regret if you didn't address them? I already have some ideas about those. Number four, what are you committed to changing and improving? I know all of these are pretty meaty, so that's why I'm citing them, and you can go back into the archives to listen anew and kind of do your jots beyond today's broadcast. Number five reads, what brings you the most joy, and how are you going to have more of it? You know, there's never time for caregivers, but I do think that more joy and more laughter and having more of that set of qualities in your life is very, very important. That's what my friend is trying to bring to me. And number six, what will you shed in 2020 to improve your life? Now, that's your life. That's not the one of those you give care to with your various audiences, like parents, aging relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, even adult children that are dependent upon you in some way. What will you shed in 2020 to improve your life? And I love how really the old needs to be let go of before the new can be brought in. As author of multiple books, Wayne Dyer used to say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so we're going to be talking as we go along next about my burning bowl exercises and, you know, what I do to let go of the old before the new can be brought in. And I recognize it has been a full broadcast already, and we're really only halfway through. So we've done a bit of a decade in review of my own elder care journey, and my point was to show you that it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra famously declared, baseball legend. You're not alone. Bottom line, that's what I want to say. And we have used my thorough annual reflections process as a template by which to arrive at even one win, one caregiving lesson, and one area for improvement to take forward into this new year. Perfect place for us to pause. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
And welcome back to The Conscious Caregiver. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And we have been using throughout the first half of today my own thorough annual reflections process as a template by which to arrive at even one win, one caregiving lesson, and one area for improvement to take forward into this year. I have set into context my own elder care journey that really began in early February of 2010. And if you can believe it, I feel like only a part of me is unfreezing and coming out the other side of what all of that has meant for the past 9 to 10 years in my own life. And in the last segment, I shared another several questions from an annual newsletter that I really like about what we are shedding for the coming year. Now I'm about to share a very thought-provoking piece about self-care that is, quite frankly, refreshingly different from the usual stuff you see out there on the topic, because I must declare that I'm getting rather weary of the constancy of the self-caregiving refrain about the importance of taking that time for yourself. Well, I argue none that this is essential. Rather, my point is that the advice is becoming so tired as to be overlooked by caregivers in a yeah kind of way, like when I get to it on my list of a million other priorities. And so I'm hoping that this provocative piece will persuade you to reopen to hearing the underlying message behind self-care. It was sent to me from a guest that was on December the 4th last year, and it starts with this. Self-care is often a very unbeautiful thing. Are you ready for it? Because, like, this is going to be provocative. It is making a spreadsheet of your debt and enforcing a morning routine and cooking yourself healthy meals and no longer just running from your problems and calling the distraction a solution. It is often doing the ugliest thing that you have to do, like sweat through another workout or tell a toxic friend that you don't want to see them anymore or get a second job so you can have a savings account or figure out a way to accept yourself so that you're not constantly exhausted from trying to be everything all the time and then needing to take deliberate mandated breaks from living to do basic things like drop some oil into a bath and read Marie Claire magazine and turn your phone off for the day. I mean, like, are you with me on how provocative and contrary this is? Boy, it took me something to distill it too. A world in which self-care has to be such a trendy topic is a world that is sick. Self-care should not be something we resort to because we are so absolutely exhausted that we need some reprieve from our own relentless internal pressure. True self-care is not salt baths and chocolate cake. It is making the choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from. I pause again and I say, wow. And that often takes doing the thing you least want to do. It often means looking at your failures and disappointments square in the eye and re-strategizing. It is not satiating your immediate desires. It is letting go. It is choosing new. It is disappointing some people. It is making sacrifices for others. It is living a way that other people won't, so maybe you can live in a way that other people can't. It is letting yourself be normal, regular, unexceptional. It is sometimes having a dirty kitchen and deciding your ultimate goal in life isn't going to be having abs and keeping up with your fake friends. It is deciding how much of your anxiety comes from not actualizing your latent potential and how much comes from the way you were being trained to think before you even knew what was happening. Are you with me? I'm asking. Wow. If you find yourself having to regularly indulge in consumer self-care, it's because you are disconnected from actual self-care, which has very little to do with treating yourself and a whole lot to do with parenting yourself and making choices for your long-term wellness. It is no longer using your hectic and unreasonable life as justification for self-sabotage in the form of liquor and procrastination. I quote, "It is learning how to stop trying to fix yourself and start trying to take care of yourself, and maybe finding that taking care lovingly attends to a lot of the other problems you were trying to fix in the first place. It means being the hero of your life, not the victim. It means rewiring what you have until your everyday life isn't something you need therapy to recover from. It is no longer choosing a life that looks good over a life that feels good. It is giving the hell up on some goals you can care about others. It is being honest, even if that means you aren't universally liked It is meeting your own needs so you aren't anxious and dependent on other people. It is becoming the person you know you want and are meant to be. Someone who knows that salt baths and chocolate cake are ways to enjoy life, not escape from it. I credit, as did my guest, Brianna Wiesel. Brianna, BriannaWiesel, for that amazing piece. And I add to it shows I've done on what are called the Karpman Drama Triangle, or in psychotherapy, the roles of rescuer, victim, and persecutor, and never fall into those traps. I'm going to say more about that after this break. For now, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stay tuned for your provocative, a fresh elder care start show.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And as we head into this next segment, I urge you to contemplate what you took away from that very reflective and confrontational, quite frankly, self-care piece from which I read before the break. My hope personally is that it accompanies you throughout this year so that you not only don't fall into the typical traps that most caregivers do, but also that you will really have the essence of that piece accompany you across 2020 and beyond. And in this segment that I'm calling Inspirations and the Start of Some Readiness Session Text, I want to return to a promise that I made during my broadcast on coping with uncopable festivities. And namely, I had started to read some extracts from a couple of inspirational resources that have special merit now that we have crossed the threshold into the new year and new decade. And as Oprah Winfrey likes to say, step out of the history that is holding you back. Step into the new story that you are willing to create. So I'm going to just start with picking up from the Maria Shriver volume, I've Been Thinking, Reflections, Prayers, and Meditations for a Meaningful Life. And there were two pieces I started last year that I'm now going to complete. And she says in her chapter, I am who I choose to become. What I also know is that no one lives a perfect life. It doesn't matter whether you were born into a famous family or not. No one is immune to some kind of struggle, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, financial, or professional. Everyone has something to work through. And more often than not, that struggle is tough, scary, and lonely. But the good news is that each day gives us the opportunity to choose to begin anew. So today, start where you are, not where you wish you were, but where you are. I'm grateful for that realization, she writes, because I used to spend so much time beating myself up for choices I'd made that I thought were permanent and regretting opportunities I was too scared to grab and thought would never come my way again. Or I deluded myself by focusing my attention only on my imagined future, fantasizing that there would come a time when everything would magically be as I dream. But I've learned that living in either the past or the future keeps me up in my head, out of reality, robbing me of the present. So today I choose to live in the present. My intention is to authentically be myself as I am today. I try to stay conscious of not judging myself and others, and what I've discovered is that all that time and energy I spent in the past and future, I can now spend on my family, my friends, my purpose, and my mission. In other words, my actual life. She writes, one of my favorite sayings is often attributed to Ralph Waldo Emerson. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So today, start where you are. The past is gone. The future isn't here. This day offers each of us a chance to be the person we want to be, not the person we wish we had been. Just let me flip the page here. Yesterday or want to be tomorrow, but the person we already are. And then we go to the pickup of the chapter, What I'm Carrying With Me. And I left off with what I want to bring into the new year with Maria Shriver. And it includes her gratitude practice, her meditation practice, her mental and physical health. She wants to really make them a priority by setting aside time for both. They go together, as she says, and they both deserve regular attention and practice. And she writes about her mission. I want to be bolder with my mission each year. My personal mission is to play a role in getting to the bottom of this mystery surrounding Alzheimer's disease. And I thought that was interesting from a caregiver perspective, that 2/3 of all brains diagnosed with Alzheimer's belong to women. That's terrifying and unacceptable. I quote, I know I need help doing this, so I'm going to bury my ego and keep reaching out to ask for help, even when I'm told to go away. Staying at this mission could help millions of families. And she ends with my voice. I also want to be bolder with my voice. I'm a journalist, but I'm also a citizen of this great country. I want to hear more positive, uplifting messages that can move us forward. Not just some of us, not just women, not just people of color, all of us. Now, isn't that great? On the note of 2020, where I'm hearing more than ever before all of the auspicious things that lie ahead of us. And in fact, I'm going to switch up a little bit by letting you know that that we're going to be doing some shows that I hope will continue to illuminate your life. And then after the pause, we'll talk about my call to action for you in this 2020. Coming, we will have some entertaining guests on essential oils and body awareness techniques in an effort to keep your energies as high as possible in light of your myriad caregiving responsibilities. And we further anticipate hosting the author of a fabulous book called Love Your Life to Death, How to Plan and Prepare for End of Life So You Can Live Fully Now. Doesn't that title just say it all? And that's only the tip of the iceberg, because with 30,000 people turning 60 plus around the world for at least the next decade, and woefully unprepared societal systems to contend with burgeoning aging populations, we are certain not to run out of topics. And so I always want to remind you just here for the moment that you can always catch my missed programs by going to the archives at boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver under self-help or health. And so, you know, that's what's coming up, always in service for you. And as I say, I hope you are benefiting from my own Elder Care Decade in Review, my annual reflections process, some questions that invite you to reflect and contemplate, as well as some inspirational readings. So stay with us when we preview a couple of other things. Just for right now, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a passionate book that tells the true story of author Rhonda Knutson's journey through the darkness and adversity of abuse. The book takes readers on an emotional trail from the depths of despair to the heights of forgiveness and understanding. She was inspired to help others, and her book is a vital tool through this process. Faithful to God and devotional to her beacon of hope, Rhonda Knutson is a perfect example of finding a guiding light that helped her come through the dark and into the light. Her book can assist you in overcoming your challenges with abuse. The publication of Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a triumphant achievement, and it can help you take ownership of your own experience of abuse and come through stronger than before. Rhonda is currently working on two more books, Shadows of Corruption and Coast to Coast on a Piece of Toast. To read more about this inspiring author and purchase her books, visit RhondaKnutson.com or go to www.amazon.com.
And glad you stayed with us, too, for this last important segment. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. I'm kind of calling this last segment for today, What is Next for You? And this is my call to action, because I'm thinking back to the past 10 years, never mind 20, when I really have considered that if it weren't for my own coach equipping me with practical tactics and emotional support during my worst caregiving nightmare, I might not have survived. And by no means do I see myself as a weak person who can't hack it in some fashion. As a coach, what I know is the value of a safe sounding board. It's priceless. Yes, I do realize that it takes special courage to reveal to a stranger somehow the enormity of issues that you face daily. After all, you'd never want to come across as not handling things perfectly, even if your every breath is being sucked out daily. And so when it comes to caregiving, I guess I want to ask, can we accept that well-intentioned family members, friends, and colleagues have their own opinions and thus lack the objectivity to guide you in ways that a trained professional can? And that's what allows me to come to this point. I am hoping that with this fresh elder care start and a new year and a new decade, that you would be interested in having a confidential readiness session with me. That means getting on the phone to express how you're honestly feeling, and I won't judge you. That's right. Am I daring to suggest you can share your hopelessness in utmost safety? The answer is yes, because in over 20 years of coaching experience, I really can't think of any other way than a private 45-minute phone call to allow us to jointly determine if we're a good match when it comes to my helping you. And this exploratory time is our shared opportunity to determine if your frustration is high enough in the key areas of openness, as well as commitment and willingness. And questions that are on my confidential contact form include, what do you most wish to change about your elder care situation, and for what reasons would it be important to make those changes? What would happen if you didn't achieve those results? What prevents you from achieving your preferred parental relationship? And I'd be curious to know what tools or resources you've accessed to date to help with these matters. And really important, on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to doing something different about your challenges? Along with hoping what you want to gain from a coaching relationship. So if you want to get started, I can only urge you, but like the horse to water, you cannot make him or her drink. You would go to copingwithuncopableparents.com. And if you're like many of my clients, you'll find the mere act of putting your thoughts and feelings on paper, so to speak, already sparks your vision. You will hear back from me when I receive your responses, and we will have a conversation. Now, if you're intimidated, then I boldly suggest you're not ready for coaching. But at the same time, aren't you ready to let go of the elder care wear and tear? If so, then all I can urge you is that you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And on that note, we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.